In your travels around southeastern North Carolina and the district, what are some of the issues that you've found that constituents are dissatisfied with?
Well, constituents across the board are dissatisfied with what was called during the Carter administration the malaise of the economy and the country as a whole. There's a growing discomfort that America is not in the place that it needs to be. We still have marked unemployment. We have underemployment. We have people that have quit looking for jobs. We have one of the lowest labor participation rates in this country than we've had for decades. And I want to provide people an opportunity to have hope and to look forward to a brighter future here in North Carolina and in the United States.
How would you do that as a member of Congress? How do you get a sluggish economy going?
Well, I don't think you have to reinvent the wheel. I think there's already some good ideas. You have the Simpson-Bowles Deficit Reduction Commission, which was a bipartisan commission that have spoken to long-term deficit reduction. They made a report. That report was shelved by members of both the Republican and Democratic Party and never got a serious airing by either side.
What are some of the elements of the Simpson-Bowles report that you think we could really go back to and use as a stimulator for the economy?
Well, the main element for the report is just a harsh realization that the current direction of government is unsustainable. That was the whole purpose of Simpson-Bowles, was to rein in entitlement spending, to rein in discretionary spending, to rein in what it is that government does. But to balance that with a realization that, yes, there's more revenue needed, but with the expectation that that revenue will be used to rein in the budget deficits, to pay down the debt, to avoid spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year on interest that doesn't benefit the people of the United States.
As there are with Republicans and Democrats, are there degrees of libertarianism?
Well, within any party, there are extremes. Libertarianism is actually what's referred to as classical liberalism. It is a feeling that the individual and the liberties of the individual are paramount and that the government should not interfere with those liberties unless there is a higher calling or a higher right that is being protected and supported. I've told people before that given 30 minutes, I can convince everyone or demonstrate to just about everyone that they are a libertarian, at least on some level.
You write extensively about gay marriage. Can you talk a little bit about where you stand on that and why you're so passionate about it?
In the long run, I believe that this will be a situation where North Carolina and other states welcome or adapt to same-sex marriage, that within the next several years, an issue that is almost a non-issue among the younger generation will become more common and accepted among all peoples. For the first time since polls have been taken, the majority of Americans are in favor of same-sex marriage. So there's a tide that I believe is inevitable, and I believe that in trying to hold back that tide, that many politicians are doing a disservice. Whether there's a moral question or not, I do not believe that government should be the moral arbiter of the people.
Wesley Castine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. I do appreciate it.